Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 6, Episode 10 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
I just want to know why the hell you keep wearing the same color I'm wearing. I'm wearing a blue button-down shirt, blue and white, you know, and here you come wearing the same damn thing. What the hell?
It's a different type of button-down shirt, so it's not the exact same.
It's definitely not. This is butter cloth.
Oh, shit. This is not butter cloth. So there's that.
This is smooth butter cloth, sir.
Total accident. You know, I had a jacket on at work today. It's just, this matched. I didn't know what you were wearing today. I didn't plan it.
I don't know. Just want to make sure you didn't leave any cameras behind after we drove the U-Haul.
No, I don't want to see any. I'm not watching you at night while you're sleeping.
Good. You better
that's
not.
That's not even more creepy. I'm not watching you at night while you're sleeping.
That really did sound a lot creepy. Yo, Breezy Film says, if Jimmy doesn't want Chelsea, I'll take her. Okay.
You might want to let her get a little therapy first and then.
Right? Because it ain't always about the looks. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you feel glad, you know, you're attracted to her. You say that's what's he say? That's a gorgeous woman. But what's between the ears? That does count too.
I think he's taking a give me a project chick to a whole nother level.
That's the gentrified project chick. That's the other side of it. Well, look, so much to get to in this week's episode, man. And, you know, so this is just for episode 10. We haven't gotten to episode 11 yet. We'll do that. What was that? It's probably Sunday, right? Sunday, we'll do that on Sunday. But let's go ahead and kick off episode 10, Laura and Jeremy. And it kicks off the episode this way with Jeremy going to talk with his mom and filling her in with what happened with Sarah Ann. And claims that, hey, nothing happened. Ma, you know me.
See, this is the part that I don't understand. Because to me, Jeremy is a good actor. If he thinks there's no big deal with what he did, mm-hmm. and he's just saying, I don't understand. I told him nothing happened. We were just up talking. And mm-hmm. I like how his mom said, look, you didn't do that to me because I would have been up waiting for you when you got home. You know, but I'm like, how could you not think that Laura was going to be pissed about this? And if you flip it, he would be pissed.
Yeah.
If Laura came home at 5 something in the morning.
This shows the difference between, you know, when they talk about the generational differences, the difference between today's woman and yesteryear's woman. Because yesteryear's woman had the tenacity, the will, the grit, the endurance to stay up and wait and be mad. Laura took her ass to sleep. Oh, lazy ass.
No. She didn't take her ass to sleep. She was still watching her phone and checking his location because she knew a whole lot of detail. She just didn't find all that out when she woke up. So she knew what time he came home. She knew where he was at. So she was up spot checking throughout the
night. Let me explain something to you, though. Yesteryear's woman would have showed up because she had the location. There's a difference. Again, there's a difference to yesteryear's woman and today's woman.
Well, I think today's woman would have did what M. Smith said, hot grits.
Oh, yeah.
Hot grits would have been ready for him since he fell asleep on that couch. Bah! Yeah, like, right in the lap.
Like Sinan's fan said, his mom bought it. Well, look, here's the thing I didn't get, right? How are these people talking to their parents like this? And we saw this happen a couple times in this episode because Laura did it around her parents last episode, you know, just cursing around them. Jeremy did it, dropping the F-bomb. And you can't eat. Before y'all jump into this cultural differences thing, let's just point the fact out here early. AD did it to her mama, too.
I don't know, because I'm 49. I still wouldn't say that stuff in front of my mom.
Yeah.
You know, the, at most I might say the S word, mm-hmm. you know, but that's about as far as it gets. I'm not dropping F bombs in right. front or around my mom, you know, and if I told my mom, yeah, mom, she's tripping. I came home at 5:30 in the morning. Y'all just talking. My mom would have looked at me and be like, Negro, please.
Yeah, why did Andrew say yesterday's woman wouldn't have known he was cheating until the funeral?
Well, the reality is...
That's because of technology.
Yeah, I'm going to say yesterday's woman didn't have iPhones and trackers and all that stuff. He was gone, you know? Yeah. So it was different back then, but now... And the fact that Jeremy gave her access, here's mm-hmm. where I am, mm-hmm. and then try to make her think, no, I was there. She's like, I see you. You gave me access. So Jeremy's on a whole nother level of lie. I mean, he's that he's beyond it wasn't me. Like, he is on a whole new level.
Hey, I gave you my location willingly. Why would I lie? That was his thought process. Amazing.
He's just holding hand. I'm going to meet Sarah Ann at the hotel. At least I told you. Where I'm going, we good?
he's got cojones grandes. It's like that movie Enough, and he goes, oh, what? Well, now that you know, I'm going to go see her tonight. Y'all be asleep when I get back, and we'll be good. Pretty much what he should have done, right?
Pretty much.
And Chocolate Soon says Jeremy was a Rolling Stone. Our next couple, though, speaking of foul language... AD and Clay. They're meeting AD's mom, Jacqueline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, AD's a little upset because she bought Clay this cute little gift and he hasn't touched it. It hasn't moved since she bought it. And she's telling her mom about it.
Now, I thought that he didn't come home. Like, she had mm-hmm. had this night plan, but then he didn't wind up having to work. And that's why they didn't have it. I don't think that they had the night and he didn't open the gift. Did I miss that?
No, but he had to come home to touch it.
Well, but I think AD is focused on the fact that he is a looker.
Yeah.
Mom, he's a looker when you look at him. And when Clay walked up, you know, I saw mom. She was just like, oh, damn.
What do you say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Mama was attracted just like.
Yeah, she was like, goodness.
Well, look, here's the thing. When they get there, though, and Clay gets there, he's talking. It seems like he has nervous energy because he's talking a mile a minute, brings up his parents' marriage. And I like how 80's mom, Jacqueline, kind of asks, well, what does that have to do with you?
Right. Right. I love that part because, again, the whole salesman Clay came. It's like that's his script. When he meets somebody, uh-huh. he says the same thing. Just so he's just programmed to do it. And then, of course, he even mentioned his little Bible verse again, which I think he's trying to get on mom's good mm-hmm. side. But she was right. She's like, that has nothing to do with you, you know. And she even called it out to say that he's kind of self-sabotaging. I felt like Jacqueline smelt a little bit of the BS, though.
Right. Yeah. You can find that. But I also like what she said to him, though. It was a good convo because she had some good words for AD. But she also had some good words for Clay as well, especially when, you know, she comes on the other side of the table. She's talking to AD and having this deep conversation, sharing some tears. You know, AD's like, you know, she tells AD that, you know, she's glad she chose him sight unseen. And AD responds with, but isn't he gorgeous? Like, girl, stop it. That's what her mama wanted to do. I just said, I'm glad you chose him sight unseen.
Yeah, but you know what she's still focused on? I think Jacqueline gave him that advice of think about all the positive things in his parents, 24 years together. Mm-hmm. But I think that she recognized that he's scared to move forward. And she's talking, you know, solo with AD. And right. she said, what Clay is worried about in their relationship is not his to worry about. You know, the stuff that his dad and parents did. And I think someone said in the comments, it's not like a inherited trait that, hey, my dad was a cheater, so I'm predispositioned or whatever it is to be a cheater. It runs in the family. This is what we do. That doesn't happen. But LC that's what he keeps saying.
Elsie says, I wonder how Clay's mom feels about him constantly talking about his dad cheating on her. That's a great question.
I wonder how the dad feels about it, because him and the dad are cool. Obviously, they had a lot of infidelity trips, but I'm sure the dad's like, son,
snitches.
I didn't sign up for this show. Why are you putting all my business out there?
Now you're messing up my current situation. Like, what the heck? By the way, Kristen says, ever since you called him a salesman with a client, I can't unsee it.
Yes. It is. I mean, he is a salesman, right? And he's selling himself. And I think he had an opportunity to just be himself and be real. But all that, you know, Bible verse stuff and all this other stuff. Because I don't see how you can keep bringing up the Bible and making it seem like you're very religious. But then also worry that, oh my goodness, oops, I'm going to fall into some strange, and I don't really want to, but it's because my dad, you know, I'm going to do it.
I mean, strange is like potholes. You just never know. Sometimes you just don't see them. Bow!
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm not feeling it. And then when Jacqueline looked at both of them and called him Barack and her Michelle, I was like, Jacqueline, let me stop you right there.
My TV was like, we're not even going to do that. Barack Obama follows you. I'm not going to let you hear that. So I didn't even hear that part at all. I totally, completely missed that. I'm not going to even lie.
I know, I'm sure Barack was like, hey, give me the phone. Miss Jacqueline, this is Barack. Negro, please.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. By the way, I just want to point out, Tara G says, long marriages are not necessarily happy marriages. True. Now, I know what you're not saying is that short marriages are happier, but I get what you say.
Well, and here's the thing. What we don't know is, what if those 24 years, only mm-hmm. 5 of them were good?
Right.
The rest were just hell that she put up with. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what Clay's thinking about. Regardless of that, his relationship with AD shouldn't have anything to do with what his dad did mm-hmm. to his mom. And the way he keeps teeing it up, like, I'm worried I'm going to cheat. I don't want to do this, but I have these urges, these demons that make me want to go get some strange. Oops.
By the way, Anisha says, yes, AD's mom lost all credibility with that reach. She was doing great. Until that moment.
Huge reach. Barack, Michelle. I was like, no way in hell. Either one of them.
So the next day, AD and Clay are having a conversation. And I'll be honest with you, I completely tuned this out because I'm tired of the same damn conversation over and over again. How many times? This has been, the fourth, fifth, sixth time we've heard this? Yo, y'all need a different storyline.
Right. Straight up. I mean, the constant talking about I might cheat and all that type of stuff.
Stop.
And he doesn't want her to think that he's backing out. But then the conversation shifted mm-hmm. to where he's possibly trying to allude to, what if, you mm-hmm. know, wedding day, we might say no, but we just keep being together. And there's always couples that do this mm-hmm. every time on Love is Blind. Let's just kind of keep seeing where it goes. And I like how AD said, like, hey, I don't see myself just dating you if mm-hmm. you say no on wedding day.
Right.
So I was like, good for you, AD.
That's because what he's saying is, I don't see you as a wife, but sex is good, because he made it a point to say our sexual chemistry is great.
Right.
And he wanted to make sure you know that. Like, you know, when you do the New England Patriots chair and we, it's all good. He's happy with that. However, when you start out there whining, he hates it. That's what he's basically saying.
Well, maybe he thinks that if I don't marry you mm-hmm. and still cheat on you, I'm not like mm-hmm. my dad. But if we actually have the ceremony and it's real mm-hmm. and then I cheat on you because I'm probably going to, well, now I'm just, repeating the cycle. So maybe that's what it is.
Here's a question. What did you think of her telling her mom he's the first man that she would actually follow?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I think a lot of people have different ideals of what they think a marriage should be. To me, I don't want someone to follow me. I want us to walk side by side, right? But I understand mm-hmm. where she's coming from. And if this is the first man that she's ever met that made her feel like that, great. Mm-hmm. But you better keep your eyes open, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Because he might, you might be following him down the dark path.
Indeed. Kesha says, has AD ever asked Clay if he has cheated in his past relationships? At least not in, on camera, or at least not that they left in.
Now, what do you think Clay is going to say to that?
Now, when you say cheating,
yeah,
what exactly do you mean?
What do you think he's going to say to that? You know, he's probably, let me find the right Bible verse to respond to this. So, lead not to your own. No, I've already used that one. Love is married. Love is faithful. Love is, no, I can't. First Corinthians is not going to work. Oh, yeah. In the beginning. Let me go to Genesis. Yeah. I mean, he might say something like, you know, in college when he was an athlete, because we would all see that. Right. Mm-hmm. We all know what athletes are like, especially as great of an athlete as he was. It's possible. But what's he really going to say to her? Yeah, I've cheated on my relationships. That's why I signed up for Love is Blind. No, he's not going to say that.
Chuck and Susan said, I love that she shut down the after the altar talk if they say no. And Elsie said, I agree. He should not have signed up for the show if he's so scared he can't be faithful and ready for marriage.
He shouldn't have. If that's your biggest fear, it's not about falling in love with someone that's sight unseen. His biggest fear is, regardless of what she looks like, how do I not cheat?
Yeah. Sinan's fan said, I've never met a man that's prophesied cheating this much. WTF. Whew. And by the way, Marjan says, okay, Deacon Terrell.
Hey, when you grow up in church, you got things that stick with you. So you just know certain things. But Marjan knows me personally. She knows she's not seen me in a church. So far from a deacon.
So are some of those people who go by the title deacon.
Yeah.
Next couple, Amy and Johnny. They're meeting Amy's dad. And judging by the previews that Netflix has shown us over and over again, this is about to go terribly wrong.
And it totally did it. It went the opposite. I mean, it was really, it was a really beautiful moment. I mean, right now, this is the one couple that we're all left to root for because we feel everything else is going to go to crap. So we're like, at least get one.
We have some new ones to root for.
Well, we shall see. But I thought it was a really great moment. You know, David really loves Amy, loves his daughter so much. And you can see why she's a daddy's girl. So I get why his approval of this whole thing was really important to her. And unlike Clay, to me, Johnny seemed very genuine when talking with her. Now, he's still that young guy that's, I'm going to retire when I'm 50 and then I can teach surfing. I can do this. I just want to do the things I want to do when I want to do it. I'm like, that sounds great. Keep that energy when life happens. But it was still a great date. Johnny finally, he gets David's blessing to marry her. And I thought the whole date was a huge win.
M. Smith says, Amy and Johnny, boring. In the words of the great philosopher, Christopher Rockenstein, all the great relationships are boring. It's only the bad relationships that are exciting. Well,
their relationship is like some good ginger. It's a palate cleanser between all the other drama from all the other relationships. Right. So I like how they kind of throw those in, give us a little break to reset, and then piss us off again with like Chelsea and Jimmy or something, or something crazy Clay says.
Well, Frumius Reed says, I think she's going to say no. Really? Why? Is it the no condom talk? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't see her. I would be surprised because, you know, for her to be such a daddy's girl, I don't think that she would bring him on and bring him into this whole deal just to say no, all because of the birth control situation. Unless there's other stuff going on that the producers are waiting to drop a bomb on us. But I don't see her saying no.
Yeah, M. Smith says, look, they had us watching them put together IKEA furniture. Let me tell you something. If you've never put together IKEA furniture, if you've never opened up a box and then went, oh, what the hell are the instructions? Wait, this?
Yeah.
This is a picture of what it looks like finished. And this is how you want me to put it together? That's The Adventure of IKEA.
And if you can put it together without a fight, it's a good couple. That's a good sign of the relationship.
I put it together when my wife isn't in the house because I don't. Hey, you stay on the couch. You stay away from this stuff. That's why we stay married. Because I remember here's the funniest thing. She bought one, right? And she's trying to put it together. I'm out of town and she's trying to put it together. I said, hey, I'll be back soon. Don't. She's like, I'll try. All right, I'll let it wait. Because she tried and was like, ooh, yeah, never mind. And so as soon as I got back, guess what I did? When she wasn't there, I put it together.
Well, y'all have that. So you have an arrangement and it works out. But the fact that Amy and Johnny can put furniture together and we didn't see a fight.
That's good.
Positive. Positive.
Yeah, that's all they needed to do was show her dad that. He was like, yeah, you're fine. He'd have been like, I win. Well, speaking of after the palate cleanse, what we get, Chelsea and Jimmy. And Chelsea meets Jimmy's family, his mom, Janet, his dad. Did they ever show his dad's name?
I didn't catch it either. Yeah, but I got the sister, Donna.
Yeah, sister Donna, but we never got the dad's name because the dad was like in a silent movie for the whole first half of that meeting of them together.
He was, but here's what was interesting. Cause I wanted, if you remember back in the pods, how Jimmy was saying that he went to college and his family, you know, wasn't all that supportive and they thought he was like making a mistake. And now that you kind of watch them, I'm like, okay, I see what he was talking about. And this is not a negative on his family. It's just I can see him going to college just changed the trajectory of his life, maybe compared to what he grew up seeing. And that's what he wanted. So I was like, OK, I get it. And it seemed like they ate Chelsea up. You know, the mom's like, I can see that y'all have connection and all this other stuff. And I was just like, OK, well, y'all haven't seen all the crazy.
No, they haven't, because she was on her best behavior at that table. I do like what his sister Donna said, though. She asked, like, well, why do you think you're ready for marriage? Because she's like, look, I've been married for 3 years, and it's hard. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure, Jimmy? Run. But she did ask that question. I think Chelsea had a great answer. She was being interviewed, and she was properly prepared for this job interview.
Right. She was, you know, but I always find it funny when married people say stuff like that. It's like, I've been married 3 years. It's tough. You sure you want to do this? Because not a lot of married people make it look fun. But a lot of them, hey, how's married life? Woo, it's tough. It's rough out here. It's rough out here in these streets. I'm just like, well, then why would I want to sign up for that? Because it doesn't look exciting.
Yo, yeah. Look, married people do the worst job of selling marriage. I just want to point that because growing up, that's all you heard. Like, oh my God, stay single as long as you can.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine about to go walk into a restaurant for the first time? Someone would say, "Hey, man, how is it? Man, it's crazy in there. It's really rough. Are you sure you want to go in there and eat?" It's like, man, sell it and tell me it's great.
If you're walking into a bathroom and somebody comes out and says, don't nobody go in there for about 35, 45 minutes, you turn right around. You don't.
Hey, don't go in this bathroom. You stay single. You stay single.
Marriage is like this bathroom.
Don't go in there at all.
Oh, that's, look, our generation, that's a bad thing. We had the worst examples because people did not make it look fun. And some of us waited and found out it was great. So shout out to Lula Rose for that wonderful super sticker and super chat. Thank you very much for the love. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Lula. So. I know Lula. Lula's dope.
Now, Lula's dope.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I like that Jimmy did, though. Jimmy was telling his family, like, look, like y'all know me. I date intentionally. I don't date without thinking about marriage. And I get that. Because why waste all this monogamy on somebody you know you're not going to marry? Because people do it all. How many times have you run into somebody? How long y'all been together? 3 years, 5 years, 6 years. And you're like, so when y'all getting married? No, I'm not getting married. And like, wait. Well, why are you with this person for so long? Because I've never had a girlfriend I didn't think about, okay, she could potentially be. It's not like, oh, well, now we're going to break up next week. If that was the case, then we ain't together.
I'm still laughing. They said, why are you going to waste all this monogamy?
I'm just saying. It's true.
Why are you going to waste all this time being with just one person when you could be out there with everybody?
No, you just, look, you got... You got your parking space. Are you pulling the one? Ah, damn it, man.
Yeah, but now this one's closer to the door. I'm going to go park over here next week. You know, I haven't got a lot of exercise, so I'm going to park way out in the back and walk up to the store this time.
I'm just saying. That's crazy. But I like what Jimmy said there. So he's saying and showing how serious he is. And he's doing this in front of his family with Chelsea, right, who, as we'll find out after the meeting, That's not exactly the same. But before we get to that, M. Smith sent us a super chat, said, what were his intentions with that friend of his? We're going to get to that. You know exactly what intentions were. And we'll get to that real easy. His intentions were really simple. You know, your friend asked for something, you give it to him.
That's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for.
Hey, what is it you need? I mean, I'm not doing nothing. I guess I can help.
Why don't you come on through? What did a friend say? Hey, no, he's we've never known him to turn it down. Well, I guess I will.
She knew. Yeah, he never turned sex down. I know. And don't forget to do that thing, like right his right butt cheek, girl. That's the spot. Trust me. Yeah. Don't ask how I know, but right butt cheek.
So after meeting his parents, Chelsea's on Jimmy about constantly going out. This is the first time we get to hear about it. We kind of saw a little bit of it because Jessica was on a podcast talking about that, right? About the fact that Jimmy was always out and just some behind the scenes tease, stuff that hadn't. And then all of a sudden we see Chelsea having a conversation. She says that, and he's like, well, yeah, I like to go out. And she's like, that's not what you said in the pods, though. That's not what you told me.
Now, we haven't seen how much going out that he's done. Right. So based on what he said is that he's been away from her total of 3.5 hours. And this particular night, he went gone for an hour and a half to go have one drink with his friend for their birthday. Don't know which friend it was, buddy. But his friend. And now Chelsea's a little tipsy.
Now I know why she's upset, because she thought he was giving a gift too.
What'd you get her for her birthday? Just a little something.
The letter O.
I just showed her my O face for her birthday for old time's sake. You know, just something to do.
I gave her the Sesame Street. What's that? The letter D, which led to the O.
So, but Chelsea's mad because her snitch friend Mackenzie is texting her, hey, Jimmy's out. Why are you out? I gotta tell you, Charlotte must be a small town, because why is everybody all at the same bars? Everybody's at the same bars.
Small town mentality, maybe.
So Mackenzie's ratting her out, saying, hey, you know, Jimmy's out the bar, where are you at? So now Chelsea's upset. And again, Chelsea's tipsy. Chelsea's really insecure. And you mix all that stuff up. Now she's upset. She has the baby voice. This is not who I want to be with. I don't want to be with someone who wants to go out all the time. And he's like, I don't go out all the time. I've been with you. I would have invited you. And he pulled, I forget what other show he did. He's like, you can come if you want. Well, that's not asking her to go with you.
At all.
He did say, you can come if you want. And she's probably like, no, I'm going to stay here and be uncomfy in my feelings.
I mean, seriously, would you want that kind of person dragging down your wonderful outing with your friends that you give whatever you want to them? Even though Denise said it was 6 guy friends and 2 of them got their girlfriends. Okay, well, you know, he decided to fit in on the majority side and come solo.
Well, so then she starts to flip it to say that she's mad that he has these girlfriends. And I'm like, wait a minute. He told you about that. And you got a chance to meet him, even the one that he slept with, that you knew he slept with, because he told you about it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, why are you so upset about this?
That's the wild thing, because, you know, it's crazy because And again, the editing they do is perfect just to try and make us think this thing. And after, and people started speculating after last episode that it had to be one of the friends that she was talking about. But she's like, you effed her. You're like, well, come to find out, yes, it actually was that friend. The same one y'all thought. Apparently, Chelsea's eyes are wide open. And after that meeting, she was like, all right, so tell me about this dark-haired chick that you call friend. And how many benefits does she get?
He should have pulled an Eddie Murphy. Yes, I effed her, but I make love to you. That's different. If you're going to let an F come in between our love, there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Well, here's where Jimmy, and this is where I say Jimmy is off. Jimmy said he's not willing to take a step back from hanging with his girlfriends. Mm-hmm. After right. he said, tell me you want me to take a step back and I will. And she's like, I want you to take a step back. I'm not willing to do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's, look, I'm going to show you both sides of the coin and how crazy you can be at times. I'm going to replicate that crazy. And that's exactly what Jimmy did. I'll step back if you want me to. I want you to step back. No.
I don't understand. And that was it.
But you know what? I will tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because Tate Thomas makes a great point. This is why Jimmy did that. Because he was really pissed. Because he's like, I told you that off camera. When she brought up the whole thing about him sleeping with his friend, he's like, I told you that on camera because I wanted to make her feel good about being on camera. I brought her on so we could do this, could shoot this thing, and here you are bringing it back up on camera. Now, Kay is saying it's disrespectful to that woman. I think it's more disrespectful to Jimmy because Jimmy didn't just tell her off camera. He said, I'm not going to bring this up in front of the camera. We're not going to talk about this on camera. And what does Chelsea do? She did that. So that was his retaliation. Well, tell me what you want me to do so I can not do it.
Yeah. Well, here's the reality, right? I think if Chelsea was a strong, strong, secure woman, none of this would be an issue. But because she's mm-hmm. insecure, Jimmy shouldn't have brought those two girls out. And just kind of left that off because now that remember we were talking about 8, 9 and we were trying to guess which one it was. Now we know. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, yeah. you know, people are probably sliding into her IG and blowing her up. And that's not fair to her. She didn't ask for that. She didn't ask to be a part of this. But also, I think for her, if you knew you slept with that dude, don't go meet his fiance. You just love Jimmy with the long spoon going forward and stay away from him and his fiance if you know y'all hooked up.
And that's what B is saying. Why'd he bring her up on camera at all? Why'd he bring her on camera at all? Because, you know what? Men can separate feelings. And they can sleep with a friend. I'm just trying to talk like Jimmy. That's all. Like,
I know. I mean, I think it's possible that we can. I can... From my experience, it's like once you're in the box, if you're in that friend box, nothing ever is going to happen. You're in the friend box, you know, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't sleep with somebody. And then now we're just friends and then keep hanging out with her while I'm engaged to someone else. It's like you got to start to distance yourself from that because that's just a recipe for disaster, especially with someone as insecure as Chelsea is. I'm like, Jimmy, you know, she can't handle that.
Yeah. You know, by the way, Casey says, I don't think he said, I will. I think he just purposely wanted her to clearly articulate what her expectation was so he could stand on business and say no.
Well,
I respect Jimmy's gangster in that then.
I say, Casey, check tape. I believe he said, I will.
Every time you say check tape, you are wrong. Are you check sure tape. You want to do this?
Oh, check Jesus. Tape. check tape. I'm with it this time. I know what I heard, but he said that he will. And
hey, Carrie says, but Chelsea's best friends with her ex.
Yeah, but I think all of us know her ex doesn't want to sleep with her anymore. So you know, why would you go back to that?
Jesus.
I'm just saying. It's like he knows he doesn't
things
want
you
to
said spend. You wouldn't say on camera, sir.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Her ex doesn't want to spin the block because he's like, look at all this. Look at all the stuff I dealt with. Woo, G. Jimmy, it's all you now. I don't want anything to do with it. Yeah. Well, no, he's not going to spin the block. He's not going to spin the block on that.
Well, look, then Chelsea then accuses Jimmy of being out with Jess, right? But then Jimmy, this argument just goes so many places, and Jimmy's finally like, look, if you don't think I love you, then this isn't going to work. And he tries to escape, except he went through the wrong door and wound up in the bathroom, right? He's in there like, ah, damn it. And you can see him when the camera makes like, ah, crap, I walked through the wrong damn door. Because Chelsea, damn it. Because here she comes trying to make up with him. And he's like, no. All right, where's the right door? There.
I was laughing. I'm like, wow, you're so mad right now that the first thing you got to do is go brush your teeth. Like, I was like,
right.
I've never been like that, where I'm that mad. I'm going to brush my teeth angrily and then get ready to bed. I'm going to pour myself something to drink until you, I need you on the other side of the house. I need some space.
He walked into the bathroom accidentally and was like, ah, crap, I got to act like I meant to come in here. Let me brush my teeth. Damn it.
So that's when she says that he slept with the other girl. And then she keeps going back to this, you know, I don't want to be with someone who always wants to go out. And this was funny. So Jimmy said, you were drunk, and that's why you're saying this. And when he said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, she does look tipsy. Because I thought her eyes were looking that way because she was crying. I was like, no, she's a little turnt.
Yeah. No, she really
was. And he's
was.
Like, if you don't think I love you, then I don't want to be here. And I was like, all right, Jimmy. Let's see where this goes.
Standing on business. Standing on business. That's what I'm talking. Well, here's the thing. Because that day's over, we see them again, and he's telling her that, look, if you don't think that I love you, and me telling you that I love you is enough, that's not going to be enough for him to say no at the altar. He's cool. I'm good. We don't even need to do this. He's ready to walk away completely.
He is. You know, he felt betrayed, which I could totally see where he's coming from with that. And then he said he fought for her throughout this experiment and said she thinks he's not affectionate and he's been giving her more than he can give, more than he can give anyone. So she's very needy clingy, because I don't want her to hear me and have her lose her shit on me because I called her clingy, but she's clingy. Stage four, clinger. And so this whole conversation, I'm just like, oh my goodness, he's ready to end it. And so Chelsea's upset because he's throwing in the towel for one big fight. I was like, one big fight? No.
It's been a constant fight. Not to her, because to her it's the norm. But when she's like, I just need you to shut up and listen to me complain. And complain and complain. And all I'm really doing is repeating the same thing over and 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 over again. But you got to sit there and listen. That's a battle for that man.
Yeah. Hold on. Rihanna, could you read that, please?
Tara was right. Jimmy did say I'll take a step back from hanging out with girlfriends if you want me to. Then ask her formally what she wants. Then he stands on business. Yikes.
Boom. Every time Terrell's down to check tape is wrong.
Well, not today. Not today, sir.
Breezy Film said Jimmy stood on business just to sit back down. Yes, he did. I was disappointed when Chelsea's begging for a chance. Jimmy says, look, the last time I went home after the last argument, I told myself, I'm not doing this again. And then he proceeded to do it again.
Well, here's what's crazy to me is Chelsea said she felt more in love with him yesterday than she ever has. And I'm like, okay, that is crazy town, because I felt really more in love with you after I really pissed you off and got you so upset that you wanted to end it with me. Man, that was so hot. Yeah. That's crazy.
Chelsea is smooth because she's like, well, you know, you can't come in here dressed like that because you look so good.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, the only thing they didn't put in there was what she probably said next, which was, you know, coming in here with your gray sweatpants. Because she flipped that on him so quick. And he was just like, I just can't stay mad at her.
Yeah. Now go make me some cookies. You... After all that, I'm not making you a damn thing.
Oh my God, they're terrible, man. Hey, shout out to Karen Newman. Thank you for that super chat. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate you. The next thing that happened, though, by the way, Keisha says, I'm starting to think Jimmy likes abuse. No way anyone would stay with that nut.
I don't know. Maybe he's what it's like, you get sprung, right? Maybe that's what it is.
Lovey says, I wanted to break up with Chelsea and we aren't even together.
I want to go rescue Jimmy. I think we just need to do a black ops, go in, put a hood on him, sneak him out and be like, hey, come to your senses.
Which is true, because, and here's one of the reasons why, because Globehopper says, you know, Chelsea also kept interrupting Jimmy. She always does. Not letting him finish any statements. She really thought this was her relationship, and Jimmy's just an accessory in her love fantasy. She always does that. And if he tries to talk, then she'll go, well, let me talk. Let me finish. It's just her.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm too old to deal with
that. In the words of Outkast, couldn't be me. Nah, not me. We get to the party at the lake, right? Mm-hmm. They're on the lake, around the pool. The women are talking about, you know, let's do the scrunchie of truth. Is it scrunchie or scrungy, like AD was saying? Because it was, even the closed caption was like, nah, we know what it's supposed to be. But AD asked, okay, where's Jeremy? And then Amy decides to spill that what she knows is what Jeremy told Johnny. So apparently Johnny was, you know, talking about everything going on.
Right. And Jeremy said to Johnny, nothing happened. We were just up till 5-7 in the morning talking. And then she needed a ride home. Me being the gentleman I am, I drove her home.
Yeah.
And made sure she got home safely. And then I came back
home
to
my boo. Said, yeah.
Yeah. Dapped her up. All right, then. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. Something happened. No guy is just going to sit up and talk with you all night. And you got somebody at the house? No. Mm. Something happened. I believe something happened. He could say it didn't. I just don't buy it.
He had Laura at the house, so it could be.
Well, you think about... your options. It's like, this is worth getting in trouble for. This will be worth the blow up, right? So, and you know, we talk about that. If it's an upgrade, you know, if you got to cheat up, I guess, right? Maybe that's what he's thinking. She's an upgrade.
Yeah. Denise says he wants us to believe he dapped up like Kenneth did Britney. Yeah, well, Jeremy shows up, of course. Laura is pissed. And Jeremy lets us in on a couple of things as he's talking to the guy, saying that he and Laura haven't seen each other in 4 days or even spoken in 3 days. And you know what? I really don't want to see her.
No, no. And he showed up in a Hawaiian shirt on purpose just to piss her off. It's probably his best Hawaiian shirt that she probably hates, just so he can poke the bear. He said he tried to send her flowers, and she said she doesn't need anything from him. She wouldn't give him her address. So he's kind of like, well, why would I want to try after all that? I'm like, dude, you don't see what you did wrong here.
He's like, why would I want to fight for that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why would I fight for a woman who gets mad because I came home at 5:30 in the morning hanging out with a friend?
Exactly.
What's the big deal? Okay.
Friend who I dated in the pods and almost picked over her.
Yeah. Who slid in my DMs after I got engaged. But we're just friends. We just need to talk some things through. And we needed a few hours to do that after the bar closed.
There's a lot to
catch up. Yeah, it's believable. It's believable.
Very. Just like it's believable that, you know, Chelsea was just so into Jimmy and upset with Jimmy over so many things. Then Trevor shows up and she's like, ooh, he's beefy. Oh, he's what I usually go for. And then she just starts fawning all over this man in front of the girls. Just like, yo, what are you doing?
Getting attention. Cause that's just what she wants. She says she saw Trevor walk up. She's like, ooh, piece of candy. Who is that? And no mullet. I was like, what happened to the mullet, Trevor? And so after what Trevor, that was Jessica. And I don't really know why Mackenzie's in this. I'm figuring that there's going to be something later because I don't recall a whole lot from this Mackenzie part.
You mentioned that Mackenzie was the one texting Chelsea as well. So that's probably why they brought her in. She's found a way to stay on the show. But yeah, Jessica shows up and Jimmy offers up a church hug. But notice how all of a sudden now Chelsea's completely focused over here. And no longer, after all this fawning you did off over Trevor, now you upset because Jessica shows up? Stop it.
Yeah, and she wasn't watching Jessica. She's watching Jimmy. She's watching where his eyes go, everything. She's just talking to the girls like, yeah, girl, Wait. Okay, mm-hmm. We cool. Go back to it. She's watching Jimmy's every move. And so I guess Jimmy's like, well, I guess we should talk.
Yeah.
I guess it's time that we talk. And I'm like, you don't really have to talk, but the producers told you to do it. I got it.
Well, first of all, and we're going to get to that talk right now, but I just got to say the producers are absolutely wrong for leaving that whole Chelsea comment when she sat down on the chair talking about almost tipping it over. Why would they leave that in there?
Why are they wrong? She said it. I mean, that she said that on herself. That's like saying the producers are wrong for keep showing how Clay talks about wanting to cheat. Clay said it. Chelsea said this. You said those words, own it.
Deal Say with the it. Words.
Deal with Bend it. Self-sabotage yourself in front of these little petite girls in front of you and try to make a joke out of it. That's on Chelsea to me. That's not on the producers.
Oh, my God. Jimmy and Jessica sitting by the water.
Overlooking what you about to say? Waves. Sitting in a tree.
Sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. That's what he was thinking because, the first thing, before they even get over there, he's talking to Laura. He says he's awkward. And then they go off, right?
Right.
So obviously that awkwardness disappeared real fast. What'd you think about their conversation?
Messy. Why? If I had to sum it all up, it's messy. So... Mm-hmm. You know, Jimmy telling Jessica about, you know, having big fights with Chelsea. I don't think that's necessary. You don't have to tell her any of that. Just say, yeah, you know, things are going well. She met my family. Mm-hmm. Be positive and then be like, hey, I hope you're doing well. How's Autumn? Okay, great. Good catching up. Give her another church hug and walk off. Instead, he's feeding her some of this stuff. You know, I get nervous around you and I haven't met anyone like you before. Could you imagine? You're engaged and your partner's like telling some other person, I've never met anyone like you before. What about this person put a ring on it?
Well, they're not like them.
But still, he's making it sound like I've never met anyone like you. Like you are amazing compared to what I got.
I mean, Chelsea doesn't say the things that Jessica does. Jessica, like Nicole said, Jessica said, I want you to take care of Chelsea.
And she was trying to ride the line. And so this is the other part that's messy about Jessica. Because I put Jessica and Laura in that Mean Girl Club. Mm-hmm. Jessica's trying to ride the line by kind of like, both of them are given opportunities to leave the door open a little bit. And, you know, Jess said, you read my letter out loud and then you were dead silent. And that silence was so loud. I was like, okay, right there. Mm-hmm. This is when you're beautiful, but don't talk. Because that was... I could deal with that.
What? What's wrong with that?
It's just crazy. You were dead silent, and the silence was so loud. I was like, that just sounds dramatic.
Silence. It was dramatic.
It's a soap opera. It's a novella.
Okay,
it's
but just it was.
Mess. Yeah, but that's just messy. Yeah. So then, you know, she says that she cried the night that he told Chelsea he loved her.
Yeah.
And so he apologized for hurting her and said, you know, it was a hard decision to make. And at that point, that's where he should have stopped. Mm-hmm. But then Jimmy keeps taking it a little bit further because she says, well, you know, you never said how you felt about me, which that's the equivalent of, you know, we never really had closure from our relationship.
And then Jimmy obliges so well, doesn't he?
You're the smartest person I've ever met. Mm-hmm. You realize your fiance is going to hear this and she's going to check tape. You're the smartest person I've ever met. And she said that, and I like that she owned it. She said that she gassed herself up too much when she said he would not be able to breathe after seeing what he lost. And Jimmy says he still cares about her a lot. And in reality, you are still my number one.
You know, here's the thing about it too. She played into his knowing that he's staring at her the entire time, right? And knowing he's looking at her like, God, I could have had this. So she's playing up into it because even when she said, oh, yeah, I, you know, maybe I gassed myself up too much because I was the one. I was having butterflies when I met you. I was only going to touch your fingertips. And then you reached him for a hug. And I almost, oh my God, I almost fainted. and he's eating all of this stuff. He's like, well, you're my number one still. It's just,
no. So much. I mean, I really think if Jessica had her way, she would get Jimmy to really like her.
Yes.
Just so she could break up with him.
Yes. She doesn't want him.
Right.
Let's be real. She does not want, like Sarah is saying, Jessica is trying so hard to stay on the show. That girl does not want Jimmy. No. But you know what she wants? Revenge.
To win.
Mm-hmm.
To win. Because Jessica's mind, look at all of this.
Yes.
And you picked all that.
What she said last episode?
Not on my watch.
And you know it. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. She just wants to win, to say there's no way I'm losing out to this person because I look like this. And yeah. I feel like Jimmy is the type of dude that would fall for it.
Look, Happy Gardner says Jess has game, period.
Is it game? Is it really game, though? Or is it Jess is just messy?
Well, I mean, that's game is can be messy sometimes, too.
Ah. It is what it is. I'm hoping Jimmy doesn't go down that path. And he's probably sitting there thinking about all the fights and all the, you make me uncomfy and I'm sad. To looking at Jess like, man, I could have had this compared to what I'm dealing with.
M. Smith says manipulation more like as opposed to game. Mephis Grace says Jimmy's going to say no at the altar and Chelsea's going to chase him with that T-Rex run. Sarah says Jessica is a Messica.
It's a good way to put it. Good way to put it.
And Asia says Jessica doesn't want him at all. She's just wanting screen time. She's going from one Netflix show to another. Yes. Now that I agree, because she is going on Perfect Match, right? So
right.
Therefore it's like you've got to show like, hey, you need me on camera. She's got a good storyline and that's going to go because here it is. This beautiful woman got turned down by this average guy.
Why you sound like Trump? So, well, but here's the thing about Jessica. She tried to pull at America's heartstrings because she's on the show. She has a 10-year-old and she kept every time she mentioned her daughter, keeps crying.
Yeah.
Well, then we find out. So I've been home for a couple of days, but I haven't seen her yet. I waited a couple of days to talk to her. Then now she's about to say, hey, mommy, be back and go on Perfect Match for another extended period of time. I'm just like, come on, stop it.
Hey, like Denise says, Perfect Match was already filmed and both Jessica and Trevor on it. Probably why the mullet was gone. They're probably like, all right, Trevor, we want to get you on here. Cut the damn mullet. Sinan's fan says, oh, she's pimping for likes and followers. You know, interesting episode. We still haven't seen Sarah Ann yet. We will, I'm assuming, in 11, episode 11. So looking forward to that. By the way, Subu says, dang, y'all fast. I haven't watched it yet. And normally we wouldn't either. But we wouldn't normally get this one out. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a crazy week, and I set my alarm for 6 a.m. so I could try to watch this and take notes and then go to work. And then hurry up and get home in time to get up here, because that's how committed I am to all of you. I don't get no props for that.
No.
No. I'm trying to get likes and followers on that one statement.
All right, Jessica. We'll call you Tessica. Sarah says, hear me out, guys. Sometimes Chelsea's mouth is upside down. That's just her smile. Her smile is upside down. It just looks like a frown. And by the way, I just want to point out what Jessica said earlier. Wasted Monogamy is a great album title. Thank you very much.
It is or a good country song. Yeah.
and look, last one to end, it says Terrell is the one that has game.
I'll tell you there are people in this chat that know me personally. I've never had game. I've never been that lucky.
Facts. By the way, just since you wanted a little bit of help, a little bit of you know, praise and props for waking up early. Elsie says, "Aw, thanks, Terrell. LOL."
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's because I care. It's because I care.
And Jessica said you were doing the Lord's work.
Somebody's got to do it, right?
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Clay can't do it all by himself. I got to help a brother out.
Oh, man. Well, look, so tomorrow we're going to do Married at First Sight because we got to get that one. That's airing now. So we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah. And then we got a crawfish boil on Saturday because I got to go do Saturday. The rodeo on Friday. So it's Black Heritage Dead, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So we'll be out there all day tomorrow. So
not we, you. I won't be out there. I'm in Austin. I'm not going to Houston to get around that crowd. And you need to take a COVID test before you come to my house on Saturday.
Well, make you said sure I had we're to good
before you start getting crawfish. Well, but you don't eat the crawfish.
You said I had to bring something.
Yeah, don't bring that. Keep that away. Put a mask on. You're not gonna eat any crawfish anyway. So that's right. Fine.
And then we'll be back on Sunday. Finish up. We'll finish up episode 11. We'll do episode 11 Sunday night, and then we'll do Ready to Love on Monday.
Yeah.
Sound like a good schedule? Do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe. And then hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live.
Definitely. Appreciate everybody hanging in with us throughout this whole deal. And such short notice, right? You got like 20 minutes of the notification and 280 people in here hanging out with us. So really appreciate that.
Lisa says, hey, we need a name for your fans / followers. So I tell you what, you guys said, how we want to do it. Send us some suggestions for it. We'll put them, we can put up a poll and do it.
I say send us some suggestions, either at Yanni Rude or at Just Terrell or rgrtpod@gmail.com. I'd love to see what y'all come up with because I'm not that creative. I mean, look at my IG name. I'm not creative.
Hey, I like this on the regulars, the randoms, because you got the regulars. Oh, I got one. Yeah, see there? You got the randos.
I feel like the regulars folks is like something related to fiber. I don't think that should be what people should be called.
Sorry, that's the regular groupies. No, we're not going to do that one. Hey, we love you guys, man. Again, hit that like button, subscribe, and the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod. Yes, I had to put that one up there. Yes.
I saw that. Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find online. We'll talk about it on the show.